just talk about, you know, how you're feeling. Obviously not very good, but go ahead.
You know, it's football, you know, injuries happen, you know, guys got to step up. But, you know, I feel confident, you know, Carl and Nate, like, step up and do big things for us.
How did it happen?
I kind of, like, planned it wrong when I tried to chase after the tight end. And and I heard the pop. Then I played the next play, and all of a sudden I felt like a sharp pain. And I knew something was wrong, so.
What have they told you, Manuel? Which bone? Are they going to have to do surgery?
Yeah, we're looking at surgery right now, but I'm still in contact with the doctor and see what the procedure is. So.
Do you know how long the recovery would be? I mean, we'd be back for...
Yeah, they said like 3 to 4 months, so...
You know, surgery will be this week?
Oh, I'm not sure yet.
Okay. Do you feel like you're just kind of hitting your stride? It seemed like you're having a really good game and obviously had one in Detroit.
Yeah, I feel like I was doing a pretty good job out there, you know, just unfortunate, you know, injuries happen, you know. I'm bounce back stronger, so I'm not worried about it.
How frustrating is it, too, that it seemed like you and Miles were starting to really work well together? You finally both gotten on the field together.
Everything happens for a reason, you know. Just got to keep my head up and keep working and hit this recovery process hard. So,
so it was non-contact?
No, it wasn't. It was non-contact. Yeah.
Can you just reflect on this season? I'm sure you never thought you'd be 0-10 by now.
Yeah. You know, obviously the season didn't go as we planned, but, you know, I still have faith in this process, you know. I have faith we're going some with this team, so.
You said 3 to 4 months for recovery?
Yeah.
Is it a broken bone or is it Liz Frank?
Oh, it's a broken foot.
Broken foot?
Yeah.
Must be significant, though.
Yeah, it's... I'll be all right. I'll be good.
Emmanuel, were you in that meeting with the Haslams last week?
Yes, I was.
What was their message?
Keep on fighting, you know, keep playing hard, you know. Even though we got 7 games left, we got to keep on fighting. You know.
Did you find that unusual at all that they would call that meeting?
I mean, yeah, because we never really just sit down and talk to the owner like that, but... But yeah, it was really helpful for us, you know, they understand what we're going through, you know. If there are changes needed, we talk to them about it, so that's pretty good to have an owner close to us.
So how often has he done that, has he talked to you guys?
I mean, we have meetings here and there, like team meetings. He will come in the team meeting and talk to us here and there, but never with the leadership, have a leadership meeting with us.
What do you mean, have leadership meetings?
Oh, it was more of a leadership meeting. So, like, a couple of guys, the leaders of the team.
Oh, so it wasn't the whole...
No, it wasn't the whole team, yeah.
Oh, okay. So you're on the leadership council,
yes,
or whatever that,
yes,
is? How many guys are on that?
About, I'll say 12 of us. 11, 12 of us.
Yeah. So was it just the 12 guys and the Haslams, and there were, like, no coaches or anything like that? It was just players and the Haslams?
It was players that hasn't, and he was there too. So
how did that come about? Did he just, you know, explain how that all came about?
I guess they just wanted just to talk to see what's going on with the team and see where everybody's head is. You know, just it was nothing big. It was just more of a conversation.
I mean, he called you. Did he just pop in, or how did that?
Nah, it was like a scheduled meeting, so we had an appointment. So.
Did he give you guys any indication or reassurance of, you know, that, hey, we're not going to, you know, make massive wholesale changes? Or did he try to calm the fears that people are going to, heads are going to roll after the season or anything like that?
I mean, he didn't really give us any decision. That's nothing we can do as players. That's all management. They're the ones that handle all that, so we're not involved.
You know. But, I mean, did you guys express, you know, concern about the future? I mean, to be able to say, hey, you know, is Houston going to be around? And, you know, are you guys going to continuity?
We didn't talk about anything like that. So.
Did you guys ask questions of him?
Of
Jimmy Haslam?
If he's going to be the owner still, or what?
Whatever. I mean, what kind of question?
We're just having a normal, civilized conversation. I don't want to go into detail.
Yeah. Manuel, yesterday after the game, he was talking about how young the team is and how that shows up in inconsistency sometimes during the game. I mean, you're only in your second year, but there's a lot of guys younger than you on this team. But do you feel that it's hard for a team this young to play, to make plays, kind of play in and play out, and eventually the inexperience shows up?
Yeah, sometimes you can see in games, sometimes inexperience do show up in games. But, I mean, we're in the league for a reason. We came here to ball, you know. We're a grown man. We can handle stuff like that. So.